great practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Say pee-pee.
Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess from Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Our TV crew is setting up, and they're working hard, and they're working fast. They're in training camp mode as we get ready to come to you live from Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Hi, everybody. Mike Crispino with you, along with Roman Oben, and a different kind of a day here at Giants training camp, Roman, because there's no work. The players are off today. That's something different. And I know as a player, you enjoy a day off. What's that like when all of a sudden you're going hard for a couple weeks and then nothing?
Well, rest. I mean, rest. You rest physically. You got some guys nicked up, you know, your Antrell Rolls, your James Brewers. Then you rest physically and you rest mentally. Just getting away from football for one day, taking care of some personal things, spending time with family. I mean, that really helps you refocus and rededicate and get that battery charged up again.
And this is different because they're here at the training center. And they're not in Albany. So when you were in Albany, you're away. It's a different kind of a day, isn't it?
Well, any team that goes away for camp, and you know, fans need to realize that, you know, you're in a dorm all day. So your day off would include maybe going to a movie and just kind of lounging out. And maybe you spend 3 hours on the phone with your family and checking in things at home with your kids. But now you actually get a chance to actually be at home for a few hours or a full day and then get back to camp again.
Well, the Giants come to camp like every other NFL team with 90-plus players looking to come up with their best 53. They're trying to build a team chemistry. They're trying to find a bond. Here's how the Giants do it off the field.
Great team bonding event. Coach always like to do things like this, especially with the new guys that we have on our team. We want to introduce them to the culture and the environment that we've established over the past 10 years, and I think we're doing a good job. Everyone's having fun. Coach is letting the guys see him in a different environment, and I think this is going to be a real positive for the team.
Coach has brought us in the room. We had a team meeting, and he basically just told us that we were going to bowl. And buses were outside waiting for us, and everybody was kind of looking around like, is he serious? I personally felt like we were being punked. But apparently it's real. We're here bowling, and we're having a good time. My team's going to win, too, just throwing that out there.
Bowling is a good activity for bonding because it's competitive, number one, and then number two is something everybody can do, and even if you're bad at it, you won't be the only one that's bad at it. And if you're good, you're not the only one that's good at it. So it's a good bonding experience.
See the green ball, that means money. It's good.
I've been shooting pool with my dog, been getting my behind.
I haven't lost yet.
And I hate to admit it, but he's telling the truth.
All in the phone. Victim one. Victim. Jesse Armstead, Victim, Terrell Thomas, Collins, oh yeah, and you know, last but not least, the captain, Justin Tuck.
Man, I done won 3 games, I done beat Tuck like 4 times, him 3 times, you got this on camera?
You see me in my event, play very well, and you're bad luck right now.
I know everybody's kind of sore right now, everybody's all clustered with the playbooks and focus on the coach, so this is a nice time to relax our minds and have a good time.
That was Tuesday night, Port Authority Lanes. The moral of that story is this. Stay away from Antrell Roll on the billiard table, right? And Jason Pierre-Paul, too.
Yeah, they'll embarrass you, especially those guys like to talk crap. They say it's competitive and it's something they like to do.
You had things like that, I'm sure, as a player. How does that help build a team chemistry?
Well, it's just bonding. You know, it's bonding and things that you do away from the football field establish trust. You have new players, new rookies. They all need to feel like a family. You know, my experience, we've gone bowling, we've gone swimming. those summers that Gladiator or Remember the Titans came out, every team seemed like in the league went and saw those movies. So those are just good bonding experiences, just like they do corporately with like corporate picnics and things like that.
And that's important because you might have to, you might need one of those rookie guys somewhere down the stretch in the season. All right, we'll be back. We're going to meet Kevin Gilbride, the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants. John Schmelk will interview him. We'll be back with more of Giants Training Camp Live in a moment. It's Fueled by Hess. Back on Giants Training Camp Live, Fueled by Hess, the Quest Diagnostic Training Center. We move to the offensive side of the football. Mike Crispino back with you. Last year, the Giants ran for 18 touchdowns, threw for 26, but do need to improve their red zone production. Here's John Schmelk with the Giants offensive coordinator.
Why, thanks, Mike. And now we're joined by Giants offensive coordinator, Kevin Gilbride. Kevin, game number two is only a few days away here. What's the next step for your offense? What's the next progression as you head closer towards the regular season?
You know, the first game, I just thought we made too many mental errors, and it denied us a chance to be consistent. I thought we showed flashes. We certainly made a couple big plays. We handled our blitzes fairly well on occasion. But in terms of reaction on a consistent basis to all the stunning and all the blitzing they did, I don't think we fared very well. So hopefully that'll be an improvement. I think some of our young guys, they'll get beyond, you know, the starry-eyed look of being in their first game and at the NFL level. So we look very much to seeing maybe the biggest step forward of the year.
I know one of your goals was to find the running back you can depend on to protect Eli in third downs and be an effective wide receiver out of the backfield as well. How did David Wilson and Andre Brown do in that regard so far in camp?
You know, for the first time live, I thought they did an outstanding job chipping, you know, where they go help somebody, either tight end or tackle. We ask our backs to do a lot of that as soon as they see that their initial responsibility is not blitzing but is into the coverage. David did a tremendous job with a cut block the first time. He was a little low the second time. You know, I was encouraged. I mean, are we where we need to be? No, but I was very much encouraged by his physicalness, by the fact that he attacked the guy and he cut him down without any problem at all. I think the linebackers start seeing that, they'll be a little bit more hesitant and to try to just overrun him, and then he can step up and block him high when he has to as well.
How is Brandon Myers integrating himself as both a blocker and a wide receiver?
You know, he fought his tail off as a blocker. He's not ever going to be the big, strong tight end. He's somewhat of an undersized guy. I think we always thought he'd be a very productive, effective receiver for us. I see no reason to see why that's not going to take place. You know, and I thought he blocked very well against two linebackers, outside linebackers that have been in the league for a long time. Now, in our division, you face, you know, some outstanding outside linebackers between the Washington guys and the Cowboys. So, you know, that'll be the ultimate test, the acid test. But I know he'll fight him. He's going to know what to do. He's going to go after him. He's going to give you all he can. It's just a matter of seeing if he can hang in there with some of the better players in the league.
Is Ryan Nassib starting to swim a little bit more than sink from time to time as a rookie quarterback, figuring everything out?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard because he was getting a lot of pressure, and, you know, sometimes he's hesitant because he's not quite sure, but he made some big plays for us too. So I like everything about his demeanor. You know, there's a poise to him. I think there's a competitiveness to him. He certainly has a strong enough arm. He's got to show consistency in his accuracy and all that, but I think that'll come as his familiarity with our offense grows.
Final question. I know one big focus of your team this year is being more physical and winning that battle at the line of scrimmage. Do you see a good progression from your offensive line and your front getting to the point where you can be a dominant running game once again?
Again, you know, Saturday night I thought was difficult. The starters did okay. We didn't, you know, it's not just the offensive line. That's the problem. You know, they had Polamalu. As soon as came close to indicating a run, he's sitting in the line, and then the corners are adding on. So you're not just beating those front seven. You got to beat eight. Sometimes you got to beat nine. We didn't handle the blitz game, you know, the twist and the movement as well as we should. I think we'll get better. Do I think we'll be good along the line? I'll be very disappointed if we're not.
Kevin, appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Mike, back to you.
All right, thank you, John. That's Kevin Gilbride. He's been here 10 years, the offensive coordinator of a high-powered Giant offense. And, Roman, as you look at Kevin Gilbride's challenges going forward with this offense, how do you see them?
Well, I think the challenge of any offensive coordinator is every year there's a different identity, and every year you have to see what you have and try to make it work, try to maximize those guys' effectiveness. You talked about the backfield, talked about the running game, David Wilson, Andre Brown, you know, that new combination in the backfield. You've got to make those guys as effective as possible, and you don't want to be, you don't want to show that you're, you don't want to have people predict what you're going to do. So you have to make sure both of those guys are effective.
Yeah, the Giants, if they're going to improve offensively, what areas do you think they really have to improve on as we go forward here?
I think staying on the running game, just having being able to run the ball well in certain situations. So first and 10, you got to get 4 yards. Second and short, third and one, so you're not predictable on the other side of the ball. And that's going to open the perimeter of the offense as well.
Let's get to our Twitter question, shall we? Giants, will they be able to achieve balance on the offensive side this season?
Well, one thing the Giants fans can be confident in is you've got Kevin Gilbride. He's been here for 10 years. So you've got some consistency as a coordinator. And you've got Eli Manning at quarterback. Hopefully, Hakeem Nicks healthier this year. Good 1-2 punch on the outside. Again, that running game, that'll draw safeties out of the box. When you run the ball well, you start crowding the box. You talk about Troy Polamalu. Now it's going to open somebody, Victor Cruz, Brandon Myers. Somebody has to win on the outside, and that's when you create that balance.
Yeah, Reuben Randall looks sharp,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 100%.
And these running backs, they have breakaway potential, it looks like.
Yeah, they all do. And, again, you talk about Reuben Randall as a third receiver. He's going to get a lot of looks, just like Mary Manningham before he departed as well.
All right, we'll continue with more of Giants training camp live. Paul Dottino joins us. We'll get deeply into the offensive line, a subject that Roman Oben knows very well. So stay with us. We're here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, the show fueled by Hess. Welcome back. It's Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Day off here at camp. I'm Mike Crispino. We're joined by Paul Dottino and Roman Oben, of course, to talk about the Giants offensive line. So important to any offense. And the big question is David Deal. He's in his 11th year, Illinois. The guy's been a good player for a long time. How does he look so far? What do you see for him going forward?
Well, early in training camp, you know, David Deal looked like he dropped some weight. I remember when McKenzie did that, dropped some weight when he got a little older. But, again, he's a warrior. He's versatile. And, Paul, you know, I think David Deal is going to find a way to stay in that starting spot. He missed some time last year. So David Deal's hungry. He's not going to give that starting spot up.
Yeah, Roman, right now it looks as though he does have a little bit of an edge. And, right. Of course, it helps that Justin Pugh, the first-round draft pick, came down with a concussion last week and missed several practices, was unable to play against Pittsburgh. And while he is very high in football acumen and he seems to know what he's doing, out on the field he's kind of been so-so during the early part of training camp. And I think while the Giants are working him at both left tackle and right tackle to maybe be that third tight end and maybe be part of the short yardage jumbo package, mm-hmm. at the moment it does appear like he's trailing Deal in the battle to be the starting right tackle.
And Justin Pugh, obviously a first-round draft pick. The Giants very favorable with those guys. They want to see him succeed. So as the season progresses, can Justin Pugh maybe take over if needed?
Well, you talk about working him in at that third tackle, those goal line packages. We saw that happen to Beatty when he was a rookie, his first couple of years. You know, 65 eligible. You're going to see a lot of 72 eligible, things like that. So integrating him into the system, and he, I mean, as a first-round pick, he's expected to be a starter at some point, sooner than later.
Well, sure he is, Roman, and that's the reason why they drafted him in the first round. You know, when the Giants looked at their draft board, they said, okay, how many tackles are really going to be able to compete for a starting job as a rookie? And they looked at their board, and at the time they picked in the first round, Pugh was the last guy on that list.
Right.
So that's why they had to take him. They felt he had a legitimate shot, but again, looks like Deal's holding him off.
Yeah, Chris Snead coming back from injury. Can he regain Pro Bowl form, do you think?
Well, it's not about regaining, you know, Paul, Pro Bowl form. It's about just being healthy. I think Snead is a guy who's going to get the benefit of the doubt. The Giants do well offensively. You know, he's a warrior. He's been there. He came back, had the hip surgery. But at full health and starting a full 16 games, he'll probably get a Pro Bowl nod. So it's really about him staying healthy, not so much getting back to this Pro Bowl form.
Yeah, the one thing about Chris, he said, I'd like to get action in at least 2 preseason games to really get ready for the season. But the good news is that while he's been out of the lineup, guys, Brandon Mosley has really done a good job taking up those snaps. You know, James Brewer originally started there at the beginning of training camp, but then he got dinged in the head, and Mosley has really been the beneficiary. Mosley, a swing guy, last year was on IR as a rookie coming out of Auburn. He increased his strength more than any other Giants player since last year. At least that's what the coaches are telling me. They're high on him.
Yeah, he's good. And again, Brandon Mosley is a guy that I see as being really a second-year rookie. Was injured last year. He did get the mental reps, so he's been here for over a year. But again, you look at what he did last week. I watched him a little bit. He did well. Coming back from the ankle, you know, from the ankle injury. And he's just a guy that eventually, as he becomes more comfortable, as he gets used to the offense, just the physicality of the game, he's another guy that's really expected to get it done in the trenches. You have to start to groom guys to take those positions. As you know, Paul, they're going to dress eight guys. So Mosley is a guy that should be in that mix and to get some time on the interior.
And, Mike, the beauty of it is Mosley is 6'4 and about 320, that big boxcar kind of frame that the coaches really like.
Yeah.
Well, how about the center, David Boss? Why aren't we talking about him? Hey, it says right here we should be talking about
him. It's a good thing. It's a good thing when you're not talking about the center. You snap the ball. You don't get a lot of penetration inside. You're solid up front, so Eli Manning doesn't get too much pressure in his face. So, you know, Paul, when you're not talking about the center, that's a good thing. Dave Boss has been a very reliable player. He was like that coming from San Francisco, taking over from Sean O'Hara, obviously, who did a very productive job for years. So Boss is a guy who's really a mainstay inside. So no news on Boss is good news.
Yeah, you know, he has been pretty consistent, Roman. I think, though, that when they signed him a couple of years ago out of San Francisco to that big free agent contract, they were looking for a little bit more than just consistency. And so far, because of a lot of injuries, he's only been okay. Quite frankly, he had five different body parts worked on during the course of the offseason, and that's a lot by anybody's count. And so, to be honest with you, he was a little bit slow coming into training camp this year. He's just kind of shaking off the rust. He was kind of okay in Pittsburgh the other night, but he's going to need to shake things up as he gets ready for the regular season.
All right, he's in his ninth year out of Michigan, 31 years old, Kevin Boss. Now, what about Will Beatty? You mentioned him already. Here's a guy who started a little slow in his Giant career, but he's really become an outstanding player.
Hey, Will Beatty is his fifth year come out of UConn. You know, he didn't play a lot of high competition in college, so he came in with that billing just really as a good athlete, but he had to be a good athlete who knew how to play the left tackle position. Start out with the field goal, being eligible, that third tight end, you know, just being able to block inside. Now, I think he's settled in. It's his fifth year in the league. I mean, you kind of are who you are by your fifth year. And now he becomes a football player. You see him, he's worked very hard to get to this point. Now he should start to work as a dominant left tackle in this football league.
And you know what really helps him out is that he's got Kevin Booth next to him at left guard. The guy is so reliable. He's a pro's pro, knows exactly what he's doing. Mike, that makes things a lot easier. Yeah,
both guys similar size, too, 6'5", 6'6", 320, so they make nice bookends out there on the offensive line. All right, thanks to Paul DeTino. We'll be back, Roman Oben and I, with more of Giants Training Camp Live right here from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Giants Training Camp Live is fueled by Hess. Here at Quest Diagnostic Training Center, a day off for the New York Giants. We return, Mike Crispino, Roman Oben. Game two coming up Sunday night at MetLife Stadium. It's against the Indianapolis Colts. Curiously, Tom Coughlin has never beaten them, 0-6. No, it's just a preseason game. What do you see for the defense, though, in terms of their preparation? How do they change maybe what they're going to try to do here in game two?
Well, you know the starters are going to play a little bit more, probably deep into the second quarter, maybe almost halftime, depending on the drive. So you're going to see a little bit of a thicker playbook. You know, you won't see NASCAR, three safety package, things that Giants fans were used to last year, but you will see them load on a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, we turn to our defensive coordinator, Anita Marks, with Perry Fuel.
Mike, thanks so much. So, Perry, unfortunately, Antrell Roll gets injured. I want you to talk about the secondary and the importance of having Ryan Mundy on this squad.
Oh, he's a experienced veteran. Obviously, he came from Pittsburgh. He's new to our squad, but he is a very sound and fundamental football player. I thought he played well in the game against Pittsburgh on Saturday night. Very conscientious, and he's a pro's pro.
Well, let's talk about your incentives this year, and one is stopping the run. 28th against the rush last year. I'm sure obviously wanting to improve that. How are you going to do that this season?
Well, we have some bigger players inside. We've drafted some bigger guys. Mike Patterson's a new addition. Cullen Jenkins is a new addition. Linville Joseph's healthy for us this year. Jonathan Hankins is a big man that is very powerful. So with those additions there, we think we can be much better in the run defense.
You talk about some of the rookies. Hankins, DeMontre Moore looked amazing in preseason game number one. Really exciting athlete to watch. Talk about what he's meant to you so far at camp.
You know, he's a guy that loves football. He's got a lot of football knowledge. He's a smart football player. He's got a lot of versatility. But when I said he loves the game, he practices hard, he plays hard. And he has that genuineness about him that he can help our football team, and he's going to do whatever we ask him to be successful.
All right, so Perry, looking at the position battles that are taking place at camp, everybody's looking at the linebacker. Talk about what exactly has transpired and who's impressed you the most so far.
Well, really, I think they're working great together as a unit. We have some combinations that we use. I can't say that one's jumped out and one's outstanding. We like them all, but the guy that I'm pleased with is Jaquan Williams. He's healthy in this camp. He's practiced every day in this camp. He brings something to the table for us that we didn't have last year, which is a coverage linebacker that can match up on different receivers or backs or tight ends. So I'm very pleased that he's back and he's healthy and he's gaining experience and knowledge.
Perry, you've been playing around with the 3-4 defense so far. I love the smile. You got to love the smile. Should we not be discussing that?
No. No, we can talk about
it. Okay, talk about the 3-4 defense. Is this something that we're going to see this season?
Because of the size of our defensive tackles, we just played around with it in practice. We're giving a look to the offense because we had to play against Pittsburgh, have to play against some 3-4 teams. So it was an opportunity for us to play around in practice and experiment a little bit. We'll assess that at the end of preseason to find out if we can actually, you know, have that combination or not. But it's been fun.
All right, so preseason game number one in the books, preseason two coming up against the Colts. What would you like to see your defense, I guess, get better at that you didn't see in preseason game number one?
Yes, obviously turnovers, time of possession. I thought Pittsburgh controlled the sticks on us a little bit in the football game. And obviously our missed assignments. We had, you know, more missed assignments, I felt like, in that football game than we should have, and our first unit doing a better job in the run game. Our wins and run percentage was not as good as I would like for it to be, so I'm looking forward to the improvement in the run game.
Good stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Mike.
Thank you, Anita. So the Giants' defense, the room for improvement as they get to game two against Indianapolis Sunday night. One thing, Roman, that they did improve on last year, defending in the red zone. They went from 21st the previous year to 6th. I think they're going to be better at it with that size in the middle.
Yeah, the size in the middle enables you to do a lot of different things. And you talked about some of the 3-4. Some of that was maybe getting ready for the Steelers, giving the offense a look. But, again, when you're bigger inside, you expect to stop the run. Working those new combinations at the linebacker position, Connor, Herzog, whoever they find. He said Jaquan Williams is getting better. So, again, then on defensively in the secondary, Aaron Ross, he came out as a nickel. He knows a lot of football. So when you have guys that know the system, it enables you to do a lot of different things up front.
Now, they mentioned the 3-4 a little in that conversation. Have you seen that in action here in camp? And do you see that as one of the changes the Giants might use?
Well, you know that Perry Fuel isn't going to give you everything in camp. He was really hesitant about answering that question. But, again, I think what the Giants need to do to be effective, you need to be able to put four guys with their hands on the ground and create pressure for a quarterback, whether it's sacks, hits, hurries. You have to be able to do that. And, again, when you can do that, then that's seven guys in coverage. So that enables you to do different blitz combinations, send an extra guy. You see in Kiwi playing defensive end. You saw Colin Jenkins go at end. That gives him a lot of versatility. You've got big guys inside. So if I'm prepared for you, I'm really excited about the personnel that I have and the chance of what they can do defensively, improve against that run defense from last year. Create more turnovers. Again, finding the right combination of guys to be able to do that.
And we haven't even talked about Jason Pierre-Paul. He hasn't played yet. I mean, if he could be healthy, what an impact he would have.
Well, again, 6.5 sacks last year compared to 16 the year before. He should be a double-digit sack guy. Justin Tuck should play better. Maybe Demontre Moore can be that surprise guy who comes in and gets half a dozen sacks. So we expect a lot of big things defensively.
Yeah, Demontre Moore, great athlete. We've seen that. Blocks the punt. Created a lot of excitement. All right, thanks to Roman Oben, Paul Dottino, Anita Marks, Perry Fuel, Kevin Gilbride, the rest of the Giants crew. I'm Mike Crispino. Thanks for joining us on Giants Training Camp Live.